Well, the Great Recession may be in the rearview mirror for most Americans, but for one group, poverty is even higher now than it was 5 years ago. That group is children. A new report finds a steady increase in the number of kids growing up poor and surrounded by poverty. Joining us now is Patrick McCarthy, president of the Annie E. Casey Foundation, the group that wrote the Kids Count report. So, Patrick, you found a higher percentage of kids are living in poverty than during the last recession. What's going on?
Well, we compared the numbers of kids living in poverty in 2008, and about 18% of American children were living in poverty at that point. We looked at the latest data available, which is the end of 2013, and 22% of kids are living in poverty at that point. So that's over 16 million American children.
And the report says poverty rates have nearly doubled over that five-year span for African American and Native American Indian communities as well.
Yes, when we look at certain minority groups, certainly African Americans and Native Americans, they have particularly been left far behind. Not only are there more kids living in poverty from those communities, we see really high percentages of African American children living in families where neither parent has a secure job, for example. Almost half of African American kids are in that situation.
Is that what it is? Parents maybe who don't have a college degree, don't have the same sort of job opportunities in this recovery that others do?
That's right. Again, hopefully the 2014 numbers will look a bit better, but certainly in 2013, as we looked at the numbers, it was the workers who had higher skill levels and in sectors that were growing that did better. Those that did not have post-secondary education or a credential or high skills really have been left behind.
And so the cycle of inequality then is continued. But Alabama, for instance, saw a 5% increase in child poverty since 2008. What kind of regional differences did you find as you look across the country?
Well, there are pretty clear regional differences. The New England states and the Northeast generally and the Midwest are doing significantly better than the South and the Southwest. So those regional differences have actually been with us for quite some time. But again, as we look at the patterns of recovery, they're even exacerbated over that period of time.
But then you see Minnesota, for instance, 14% of children there living below poverty, which is way better than the national average of 22%. So when you see that number, what can you say about what Minnesota has figured out here?
Well, there's a combination of things. We have to remember that some of the factors driving childhood poverty are actually fairly large demographic and macroeconomic trends. At the same time, we do know that states that have made decisions to invest in kids, invest in early childhood and high-quality preschool, we see the results of those policy choices. Minnesota has long been a state that has invested heavily in families, and so it's not surprising that overall their children are doing the best in the country.
Interesting. You know, the numbers from this report come from 2013, and you might wonder how things are going now, because when you look at the unemployment rate in 2013, it was really quite a bit higher than it is now, in the low 5% range this month in 2015. So where do you think we're headed now?
Well, we hope that we'll see in 2014 data and then into 2015 that we'll see the numbers of kids in poverty starting to drop, and I fully expect that. If I had to guess, I would guess that we're probably somewhere around 20% today, maybe even a little bit less, given the trends of where we are. But we have to remember that's still one in five American kids, and we have to remember that if you grow up in poverty, if you have extended periods of living in a family in poverty, it can have lifelong impact on your opportunity, on your prospects, even your health. So this is really a pretty critical national problem, even as we see the numbers fluctuate, as the economy fluctuates. We have to remember that we're talking about where this country is going to be 25 years from now when we talk about how kids are doing. So we really have to pay attention to it.
What's the best policy that could be enacted, in your opinion, that would close some of these gaps?
Well, the best set of policies have to do with simultaneously investing in parents and in their kids, a two-generation strategy for the parents, pathways to jobs, income supports where that's necessary, flexibility in the workplace. But for the kids, really high-quality early childhood education programs and preschool, and really bearing down on making sure every kid is reading proficiently by the end of third grade. So it's a simultaneous two-generation approach that is really what's proven to be most effective in lifting families out of poverty.
Patrick McCarthy, President and CEO of the Annie E. Casey Foundation, the Kids Count Poverty Survey out today. Patrick, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.